Vikings running back Adrian Peterson goes under the lights with us. Here we are, man. We're in the middle of the season. Are you surprised that you've had such a good year coming off that knee injury?
Not surprised at all. You know, I put a lot of hard work in during the off season. It was a grind. It was a roller coaster up and down, but, you know, the hard work paid off.
Was there a moment, whether it was in the spring or in the summer or when your knee started feeling better or once you started running, where you were just like, 2012 is going to be a good season?
Well, you know, I had that in the back of my mind the whole time, but I could say like 4 months in, you know, midway approaching 5 months when I really was able to get out and do some work on the field. I got more excited about the rehab and, you know, that vision started to come even clearer, you know, just based off some of the things I was able to do.
When you week one against Jacksonville and we have the blow-up ship is going and the music is playing, the starting lineups and your name gets announced and you're going to run out. What are you feeling right there? Are you emotional, like you want to cry because you're so happy? Are you pumped up and you can run through a brick wall? Yeah. What was going through your mind?
Yeah, I was definitely emotional, you know. Held my tears in, you know. Did that on several occasions. But just standing there looking at that tunnel, I was just thanking God, you know, because he led me to be back for that first game. And, you know, it was just like, it was all thrown in my face in that moment, you know, and it just flashed in my head just how blessed I was and how good God was. So.
Your knee was 100% healthy. The structure of your knee was healthy. Yeah. That's why that's why you played right away. But when did you feel in your mind, when did you say to yourself, like, now I'm back? This is a better and improved me.
Maybe like week six, something like that, week six, week seven. You know, I felt good beforehand, but you know, the leg wasn't as strong early on, you know, in the season. So, like, week six, week seven, that's when I really felt, you know, the strength coming back. And I felt like, you know, I was better than I was, you know, last year with room to improve.
Any awesome memories from so far this season? I know week one stands out to you, but any plays? You had your career-long touchdown run this year. That mm-hmm. had to be a cool memory, but
yeah.
Anything that stands out?
That was a pretty cool one, you know. You know, got a great block, you know, from my fullback, you know, and a great block from the offensive line and the right tackle made a, you know, field low hope, made a critical block on that play. And, I just remember I think that was the perfect example of Will Power, too, you know, because they did enough to get me around the curve, you know, the outside zone play. And, you know, two defenders came and tried to switch me out, and I was just determined to get to the end zone. So I was able to break one tackle and, you know, run past a guy trying to push me out of bounds and take it to the house.
What happened on the run in Seattle? You got caught. I don't want to say you got caught. The guy took an angle on you. We won't say you got caught. How mad were you when you didn't get in?
Man, I was hot. I was hot. Even more so because I know my friends, I knew they were going to give me a hard time about it. But you know what? Personally, to be honest, I really didn't feel too bad about it because I knew exactly what happened when it happened. I got to like the 30-yard line and I was running like Michael Johnson, but not as fast as him. But I'm talking as far as just standing up, my back was locked, my leg was locked, and I was just straining. I just should have stayed relaxed and I could have made it easier on myself.
There's people that doubted whether you'd ever be the same guy. Did those people fuel your fire when you were trying to come back?
Yeah, they did. They did, but it wasn't something that I just wrote down and like, oh, that guy said, you know. It was something that, you know, I'd be watching TV and ESPN or whatever, and I hear him say it, and I'll chuckle to myself, like, okay, you know, all right, well, you'll see. You'll be one of the ones that'll see, you know. So it was that. It wasn't something that I just held on to, and this is why I'm doing it. Because I already believed, no matter what they had to say, that I was going to, you know, come back stronger than I was before.
2,000 yards possible this year?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. You know, how the offensive line is playing, the receivers are doing a good job, you know, blocking and buying into it. You know, fullback is doing a great job. And, you know, we all got the will, you know, to get it done as an offensive unit. So, you know, it's possible.
You know, everyone calls this a quarterback league, and guys are passing for 5,000 yards. Can a running back win the MVP award anymore?
Yeah, I don't see why not. You know, if they only give me the quarterbacks, I might as well just, you know, name it the quarterback MVP award or something, you know. But I've had in the past, I've had some good lessons on politics and how awards go, you know. For example, my freshman year,
Heisman.
I finished second in the Heisman with almost 2,000 yards. I was the leading rusher, set a record my freshman year, and I don't win a Dote Walker Award for the best running back. Like, that's just mind blowing to me. How is that possible? So when that happened, you know, it's not much that surprises me.
You got me convinced. I'll vote for you. Right. All right, man. Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.